This article is called Built on a Tradition of Service, Congregation University Partner on Affordable Housing, written for us by Steve Lundeberg, who is on the staff of the Living Lutheran magazine. In history-rich New Orleans, a Lutheran congregation and a local research university have come together to build a brighter future for some of the city's most vulnerable residents. Bethlehem Lutheran Church and Tulane University are collaborating on a multi-year project to bring affordable housing for people living with HIV to Bethlehem's Central City neighborhood, where the median household income is less than $19,000. Construction began in January on the first houses of 4 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom townhouses, which are scheduled for occupancy in June. Each unit will include an interior courtyard, a generous front porch, a large galley kitchen, and an enclosed back deck, said Brian J. Mouton, professor of practice at Tulane School of Architecture. He says these homes will be nicely designed and fabricated. Our designs borrow from the past to move forward. We don't need to reproduce or recreate or reinvent history. It's here. New Orleans is really an old place. Upon completion, each home, sited on church property and accessible under the Americans with Disabilities Act, will be owned by the congregation and rented through Crescent Care, a public-private partnership that emphasizes helping people who are traditionally underserved in health care. Tulane's Architecture School has donated the cost of designing and constructing the 1,100-square-foot homes through Urban Build, a program directed by Mouton. Urban Build was formed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, which devastated New Orleans in August 2005. Each fall, students in the program design a home, and begin in late winter, they build it. The nonprofit's projects have been focused on the central city. Bethlehem's fundraising will cover the $225,000 needed for site preparation, materials, and permitting. Ben Groth, the pastor of the congregation, says it all happened really quickly. It was the right idea and the right mission for us, and a set of things Tulane was doing was very interesting, too. One of the nation's oldest historically black Lutheran congregations, Bethlehem has been serving New Orleans for 133 years. Mouton first got involved with Bethlehem when Groth and Arthur Lee, the congregation's president, allowed Urban Build to stage a project on the vacant lot adjacent to the church in early 2021. Groth recalled, "We talked about this piece of land that was basically the church's overflow parking lot. It was bought in the late 1990s with the hope that it would become something someday, but there was never a clear plan for it. We learned about how they'd started Community Table, and we were interested in that," Mouton said, referring to Bethlehem's program that distributes about 500 free hot meals per week. He goes on, "They were interested in what they were doing because they have goals that help feed the poor and to help house the unhoused." Bethlehem is dedicated to the community, but did not have the expertise to do the housing on their own, Groth said. Housing was a point of connection for Byron and us, and we had a conversation about if there was a potential to partner with each other. Once Mouton, Groth, and the congregation began talking, a project outline came together fairly quickly, as did approval from both Tulane and the church. "I was thinking in terms of just planting some seeds of 4 to 5 years down the road, but after the couple of meetings, it was clear he was excited," Groth said. "Byron went through the deans and financial people and the lawyers, and then I got a call in early 2021 in July, and he said we could just start this thing that fall." Because of Tulane's donated work, each home will be built at a savings of more than $100,000, Groth said. Those savings brought the project into the range where it still felt ambitious, but we thought we could do it, he added. The way we're doing it allows us to build slowly up and build our capacity to make it through 4 more years. And then the goal in 5 is to build a new sanctuary building. Right now, we're putting out about 500 plus free meals a week in a kitchen the size of the one in my 900 square foot apartment, and we want to match our facilities to what we're doing. We want to keep growing our capacity to serve our neighborhood. Growth notes that in New Orleans, a city with a population of less than 400,000, the wait list for public housing assistance has more than 20,000 names. Mouton said, "I'm so impressed with this congregation. They want to build homes to help people, and they jumped in with all the risks attached, and they're making a difference in their vicinity of the city. I'm not a church-going person, but I went to one of their services, and it was so satisfying to see how people blended together. Every race was represented, every class strata. It was pretty fantastic, and I'm excited to see my students take part."